Willie Jackson is joining us early today. I thank him for doing so. Labor's Māori Development spokesperson, in fact, is still managing the campaign to reclaim those Māori seats. Thanks for your time again, Willie. Tēnā koe.
Morena, Dale.
Morena. Thanks, Willie. We've got the iwi leaders forum coming up this weekend as well. But firstly, I see that the Waitangi Tribunal is taking an urgent hearing from Ngāti Hine regarding the scrapping of the Mana Whakahono Arohe agreements. If Labor returned to government, do you think that this would be a hot issue, looking to reinstate the Mana Whakahono or maybe repeal these decisions and restore those agreements? As you know, it's sort of local government issues, but it does have an impact on our rights to have a say on our collective futures. Your thoughts on the tribunal hearing this kaupapa, Willie J?
Well, well done to Ngāti Hine. These agreements were put in by National when they were put in, obviously, because Tauri under Tūri and the Māori parties, obviously, there's a type of relationship, and they're very well done to them. So gave that opportunity as Māori. It's a very real part in terms of democracy, though, you know, and participate in democracy with council. And we've been shut out. The most disappointing thing is, obviously, that they got rid of them. But then you got Māori ministers like Shane James, Winston Peters, who are at the forefront of getting rid of these relationships. This is the sort of nonsense we get from the, you know, your nut job mates who come on with you every week, the nut job party.
I'm pretty sure you introduced me to them, actually, Willie.
That's true. That's true. And for knowing a sense, you know, we like them very much. But in a political sense, you know, they're driving us crazy with their attacks on Māori rights. You know, led by experts like Shane. Shane's an expert in our language, an expert in our tikanga. And I just caught Karere last night late, and I see him there at the forefront saying, oh, we've got to get rid of these relationships. So you got your Pākehā redwoods who are buoyed and encouraged by people like Shane and Winston and Seymour. It's just shocking. And so, you know, it's really disappointing to see these relationships breached and exterminated and, you know, the whole concept thrown out. Will we reinstall it and reinstate it? Of course. Well, we've already said we'd do that. That's a no-brainer for us. And you know, we'll try and repair, reinstate. I put that straight away to our leader as a Māori caucus, particularly Mananui Ramson down there in the South Island. He was an absolute state, and I don't blame him, because these are so important. We work with these relationships, these sort of partnerships, and they go and do that. So we would reinstall them, we would reinstate them, but it's another shocking example of the attacks of this government, led by the Māori members like Shane Jones, Winston Peters, David Seymour. That's what you're voting for, people. When you start waffling on about New Zealand First and how Winston's going to save you, he's going to break down and made it very clear, Dale, those types of relationships. But he'll get by because you've got this gullible. So many of our crew are gullible at the moment with the rubbish that they're spouting. So, anyway, I'll see no doubt Winston, because we'll be going down to the iwi leaders too tomorrow, Dale. Yeah.
I hope you'll stare at them. And they are experts in political opportunism as well, Willie Jackson. Where are you today? You sound distant for some reason.
I'm walking up to Parliament because I've got over 8 o'clock for the Māori Affairs Select Committee.
Couldn't afford an Uber.
No, I'm too close. I live close to Parliament. I'm like five minute walk away. So, but I have just chosen not to go through the Bowen House and escalators because we would be cut off. But yeah, it's a big couple of days for these iwi leaders. So I'm going down there with Chris, with Chippy, and Winston's going to be down there, and I think Marama and them are, I think the Greens are going down, and we're on panels down there. So good opportunity to front up to our people, and they'll be able to grill us. So I'm looking forward to it. They'll fly out tomorrow afternoon for a Friday morning session.
Yeah, and fair enough. Well, the Iwi Leaders Forum is supposed to be apolitical. I don't know how you read that, how do you think it operates? Is it the sounding board that politicians need to gauge Māori priorities and the like, Willie? It felt like the Key government relied on them more than perhaps it should have at that time. How effective, how important is the Iwi Leaders Forum, and what do you think some of the restrictions that they operate under might be?
Well, it's one of the sound boards that government should use. I was a bit sceptical of them a few years ago, but I want to congratulate them for bringing together our different iwi and leaders and coming up with strategies in terms of their relationships with government. So it's not the be-all and end-all, but it's an important group that governments should talk with, have relationships with, and there are leaders in there. And so we get a gauge in terms of where iwi are at and where our people are at. So it's important from that perspective.
Tēnā koe. Obviously, we've seen a barrage of legislation that is designed to lessen Māori input as this one-size-fits-all political approach favoured by the coalition agreement. What are the priorities that Labour would address, reinstating the mana of our people, bearing in mind the backward steps that we've been forced to take under this coalition agreement, Willie?
Jobs, health, homes. That's what we've been saying all the way through. That's the focus. We'll be putting more funding, resourcing and support into our people, not just Māori, but people right across the spectrum. We're our people have lost out in the health area, in the job area, in the housing area. We need resourcing, we need support, we need good policy. That's what we put in place last time. That's what we'll put in this time. It'll be the same type of emphasis, and obviously we'll flip all their stupidity and racist strategy that they've been rolling out. Pretty simple, really. It's a simple strategy. We just have to reinstate things that were in place before, like mana whakahono, the opportunity Māori rights, but also concentrate on the economic strategy where our people have been badly missing out on over the last 3 years.
Yeah, not just three. This the most difficult time. I heard a report saying that financially, even for working people, it's been the toughest period that this commentator could recall outside of war and the Great Depression, Willie. So even though at times we think we're moving ahead, the reality for so many is that it is so damn tough out there. And obviously we've got issues too around conservation with Ngāi Tahu taking litigation, and then trying to strengthen the Crown Māori relationships, which have just taken an absolute hammering across the last couple of years. You mentioned Mananui Ramsden, Kingi Kiriona. How are they tracking, Willie? Yeah. How are they working on the ground?
Well, I'm really proud of both of them. A couple of outstanding candidates. And Mananui is, I'll be stunned if he doesn't win the seat. He's just making every day a winner. He's out there. Doc's a good guy, but totally fallen out with his party. The people notice, sort of invisible in the seat now. And I think that Mananui is a winner. The way he's going at the moment, nothing certain, of course. Kingi has been fantastic, great social media presence. Everyone would have thought that Hana was certainly in that seat. Well, guess what? She isn't. You know, if anyone can beat Kingi, if anyone can beat Hana, I should say, Kingi can. And and I think whilst she's the favourite, of course, she's got one hell of a fight in front of her with Kingi Kiriona, who's just just really shining out. So really proud of both of them, though.
I'll let you go there, Willie. Thanks very much for your time today. Yummy.
All good. Thank you, Dale. Kia ora.
Kia ora. Thank you.